It's Douglas. Right, on the back row. What we got there? Vinson, on the back row, number on the fifth row. Right at the back there. Keep them coming, folks. Come on, let's get this arena full of bikes. PSAs, Triumphs, Nortons.
Can I take a picture of your bike?
Matchless AJSs and other British, whatever it is.
How on earth did you get that engine in there?
Triumphs on the second row. Triumphs on the second row. Norton's on the third.
What?
Matchless AJS on the fourth. And then any other British at the very back there on the fifth row. The two judges between you, can you do all five row sections for me?
Is that a 110 or a 70?
The gentleman with the glasses has just raised his head. Bless him.
The chain keeps coming a bit loose, so that. Pretty quick.
It's probably stretching, isn't it, probably?
Yeah.
The two judges, bless you, wherever you are.
About 20 years
you've
old.
Got all the different sections in the arena, the judging sheets are there.
Excellent, love it.
We're looking for a runner-up and a winner in each section, ladies and gentlemen. BSAs are on the front row. Great display of BSAs. Some Triumphs there. Quite a few Nortons as well. And AJS Matchless. And then right at the back, other British. Now, come on, folks. I know we've been hanging around for a long time waiting, but there's still the opportunity to get to some more bikes in Royal Enfield, right on the back row, sir. On the fifth row. How about, we got any aerials out there? Any aerials? Sunbeams, Panthers, come on. Velocets. If you've got your machines running, can you switch them off for me? Because the microphone picks it up. Thank you very much. I got away with it. What's a young lady like you doing amongst this lot? Do you like motorcycles, young lady?
Yeah.
Adam, I should say.
Yes,
you do, yeah.
Manufacturing industry, I ask.
No comment. Gordon, thanks very much indeed. Great. Next to that is a gentleman with another BSA. Absolutely superb again, in red. Your name, sir?
Bill.
Bill, just tell us a little bit about this bike.
It's 1960, 650 twin. It's the sporty version, the Super Rocket. And I've had it since the year 2000.
And have you had to do much work to it, Bill?
On the electrics, yes. The dynamo wasn't charging the battery. It took me ages to sort out. Then the finish. The wiring inside the dynamo was wrong, so the output of the dynamo was not yellow and green, it was the other way around.
Don't ask me, I'll tell you. I'm a clue. Talk about electrics today, just a nightmare.
Riding in the dark was scary, I can tell you. The battery ran down slowly.
Well, Bill, it's great to see you here today. It's a wonderful machine, and thanks for being with us. Thank you. Right. See if we can get some of these cables going. I tell you what, folks, it's nice to see so many people around this PA system today. I really didn't think we were going to get this going today. I think there's lessons to be learned, really. Bring a spare one with you next time. Right, your name, sir?
Dennis Foyer.
Dennis, what have you got? You got a Triumph?
Model B, 1926.
1926, incredible, isn't it? Hang on.
Yeah.
Does it do... That's about how I feel.
That's a bit weak, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Weak.
I can't get any better.
Right, so 1926. And what's CC?
It's 500.
Yep. Small 500.
No, it's actually a very large pot. Capable of a sidecar, a mother out of the wheel. So, yeah, it's a very handy machine. It does quite a speed, 50 to 60 miles an hour.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, but it can't stop.
Stopping it.
Oh, it is.
What about spare parts for a Triumph at this age?
Scout around and make the rest.
That would be it.
That is indeed. You've got a good sitting on a bees at the other end. He's got one of these as well. And between us, our world, your machine. So, between us, we keep them running.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a credit to you, Dennis. It's absolutely super bike. And long may it continue to be so.
Oh, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Right, I'm going to try and get back to the Nortons. What have we got? We've got this another guy that's been helping us out today. With a lovely, lovely old Norton.
Yes.
Hello, Pumpkin. I started sneezing and I had to come back.
Bob, thank you very much indeed. Cheers, right, we're going to move around a little bit further. Talk to
what I want to do is record them all right out. I'm assuming they'll start them in a minute.
Now look, folks, yeah. I'm still looking for some more blinds to come in.
I've recorded it.
Especially if you've got another British made mark. We've got BSA, Triumph, Norton, AJS Matchless. But on the fifth row, I've got Royal Enfields, we've got Greaves, we've got a Vinson, we've got a Velocet, got a couple of Velocets of Douglas, about three Velocets. I think these guys are about there with the judging anyway. But anyway, just quickly talk to the gentleman with this with a Matchless. Your name, sir?
Rob.
Rob, are you a member of a club?
British Owners Club.
Oh, you're in that lot over there, are you?
The chairman club.
Oh, are you? Oh, I was going to say something very derogatory, but now I can't.
Well, you can say whatever you want.
No. What I was going to say is that they're a bit rowdy earlier on.
No, that wasn't us, that was the Stevenage lot.
Oh, was he? Well, my apologies to you then.
It's all right. The worst weekend, Zimmer 3 played.
Zimmer 3 played. I like it. Tell us a little bit about the club then.
The club's been going since about 1974. We have now got around about 220 members. We meet in Epping Forest every Wednesday.
Up the trees,
but mainly in the pub. We try and keep out the trees with the bikes.
Good. And is it a club just for bike enthusiasts, or is it for all the family? You know, the wives as well.
Anybody can come along, but 9 times out of 10, it's mainly the men.
Mainly the bikers, yeah. Now you've got a great Matchless next to us. Now tell us a little about the bike.
Bike's a 1949 Matchless, which is the first of the swinging arms introduced. Was a box of bits 3 years ago, and I've hunted down all the right parts to put on it. It's not an original Matchless colour, but it's the colour I like, so that's what colour it is.
Well, that's very much what it's about. I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic good-looking colour anyway. It's a maroon, but it's in superb condition. You done all the work yourself?
Most of it. The paintwork was done professionally.
Well, I'll tell you what, they made a cracking job of it. It's a lovely bike, it's a credit to you. And thanks very much for being with us today. Rob, thanks very much indeed, and the best of luck to the British Owners Club over there, yeah? And take back what I said about you. Thanks very much. Right, the judges, where are they, bless them? They're getting something together there. Whoops. So let me see if I can come through. How are we doing, guys? Ah, brilliant, look at that. That is superb. Right then, guys. Let me give you the plaques, because you can have the enviable task of presenting them. BSA Triumph, and then, I haven't even asked you your names.
Alan Jennings.
Alan? Nick, thanks very much indeed. Right then, Alan, can I have that, so I can announce the... Now, Nick's going to do the presentations of the BSA and the Triumphs, and Alan's going to do the Norton, AJS and Matchless, I think. Do it that way, shall we? Right then. Oh, is your phone going? Tell your wife you're a bit late today. Oh yeah, well I'm going to announce it now. Oh. Right, that's just pick up those then. Right, best BSA, best Triumph. Best Triumph. Right, okay then, right. Right then, are we ready for this, guys? You people, when we get to the winners, you can get them all together and give them a big round of applause. You're a bit confused halfway through, but don't worry about it. Today is a confusing day. In second place on the BSA section, ladies and gentlemen, goes to the 1936 B2 of John Seymour. The winner in the BSA section, ladies and gentlemen, goes to the 1947 BSA. It looks like a 2B32. ZB32 of Dave Pink. Ooh, that was a bit bitchy, wasn't it? Eh? Right then. Do you know what? I would have given that lady first prize, wouldn't you? Yeah. Got a lovely BSA there. Oh dear. Right then, Triumph, folks. And in second place for the Triumph, it goes to the TR21 of Ken Barker. And the winner in this section, ladies and gentlemen, goes to the 1968 Trophy 650 of Peter Smith. Moving on quickly to the Nortons. And in second place, the Norton, it's just a Navigator, and it belongs to Derek Ambler. Where's Derek? And the winner in the Norton section, it's Mike Kirby. I think it's ES or E52 or ES2. ES2, congratulations. Right, we're now AJS and Matchless. We've only got one AJS, I think we've only got one Matchless. Right then, AJS and Matchless, folks. And the AJS, the winner is a 1953 AJS of Bob Howitt. And the winner in the Matchless is the, looks like a 1949 680 of Rob Woodford. Now don't forget, guys, all these guys are going to come back for the bike of the show around about 4 o'clock. Other British then. Second place in the other British, got it round the wrong way, but still, never mind, is a 1978 Silk of Brian Power. And the winner is a 1916 Exeon, I think, and it is a Bob, Mark, is that Mark Scummer? I can't read the handwriting on it. Scum men. I'm quite sure. I do apologise to you for the pronunciation of your surname. Right, guys, you've been absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, I should say. You've been absolutely fantastic. You will all get an exhibition plaque in a short while. Everybody that comes into the arena, and all the bikes out there are still with us, everybody will get an exhibition plaque. But what I want you to do now, I'd like you all to vacate the arena unless you are a two-stroke. Unless you are a two-stroke. And if you are a European, if you're a Ducati or you're some BMW or whatever, two-strokes and or Europeans. Two-strokes stop in the arena. Because I'm looking for two-strokes. And are... this section. Now, what the other section I'm going to call in, folks, before we move over to the Japanese, is specials. I'm looking for special bikes. Perhaps bikes that have gone off-road racing. Well, that could be one. Look, we've got a two-stroke. You keep on doing that, you'll have more than a two-stroke, you'll have a half-stroke. Come on, so it's two strokes on the front, first and second rows. European on the third row at the back there. If you've got a special, which is perhaps an off-road racing bike, whether it could be a speedway bike, it could be a trials bike, it could be a road racing bike, let's have you on the back row as well. So we're looking for specials then. Specials. We're looking for European. David Freer. Didn't realise you were here, David. You haven't been and said hello to me. Golly, I am disappointed. Where's the quickly? NSU, where is it? Oh, back at home in pits, alright. And a Yamaha coming in. Two strokes on the front and second rows, European and specials behind them. European and specials behind them. Talk about crazy, it's crazy, but we'll get there. Any mark at all. It can be European, British, it can be Far Eastern, it can be Japanese, it can be American. But it's got to be a special bike. A bike that is different from the norm. A bike that perhaps is off-road racing. A bike that sounds like that that's coming in. Two strokes. European at the back, a Marini coming in now. Another gentleman who has helped me immensely.